In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace of God our Father, love of the Lord Jesus, and strength of their Holy Spirit be with you. Our gathering hymn articulates what we are coming to do. Gather together in this feast of love. The greatest and the least are welcome. That's all of us, thank God, huh? And so as we enter this feast, let us call to mind those things that have separated us from one another. The times that maybe we were selfish, or maybe the times that we've neglected to love. Let us ask God's mercy and forgiveness.
Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through a narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the doors, then will you stand outside, knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and we drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know you where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last and who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord.
Our readings are filled with themes of engagement, of reflection, and certainly of challenge. When you look at the first reading, it certainly centers on the specialness of the people of Israel. And the question that is wrestled with by Isaiah is, since the people of Israel are special, can anyone else be special? And Isaiah, the prophet, says, of course. So we should all be saying, yay! Because God's love cascades and overwhelms all who are open to the gift of God's love. And there is this dynamic that is described in the reading today, that God's love and mercy is waiting for us. The question always is, do you and I accept God's mercy and love? And the clear indication that we accept it is how we live our life, which is riddled and weaved into the second reading, the discipline of the Christian life, which is described in that second reading, is what the athletes of the Olympics are all doing these weeks, right? Anyone watching the Olympics? Yay! To watch these talented people who have spent energy and resource and time and their life to become excellent, at least as much as they can, right? And they all admit, once they thought they had it, they know they must do more. Excellence is never finished until you close your eyes in death. So excellence is always that moving opportunity as these athletes demonstrate for us. But their exceptional ability is related to the discipline and practice every day of their lives, which riddles and fits into our first and second reading. St. Paul says the discipline of our lives, rather Hebrews, says that the discipline of our lives demonstrates our fidelity to God's love. So when we leave church today and we see someone moving slow as we're trying to get out of our parking place and we honk at them, That's more about me than about the person, right? Where is the discipline of my patience, my mercy? Because maybe one day I'll be walking slow, huh? But more importantly, how do we demonstrate God's love? Through the discipline, the specialness that God has given us in baptism. On our drive this morning to church, my mom and I heard on one of the news stations, and many of you probably heard the same, that more than 57 people were executed in Iraq because they had killed more than 200 military personnel. And it breaks my heart when we use the same weapon that people had used on us. Because what does it demonstrate? That love doesn't matter. Now, if someone's a heinous crime, then we probably need to confine them to a place that's not able to be reformed, right? But all of us in this room have made mistakes, I suspect. Anyone not made a mistake ever? Raise your hand. Yeah, we all made mistakes, right? And thank God for the people with whom we made the mistake with. They didn't execute us. They probably punished us. They probably invited us to look at something differently, hopefully, right? So we wouldn't do what we did wrong again. And that's one of the unfortunate tragedies of our prison system, that we imprison people in our country and then we put them in environments where they just learn to do it better. Wrong on us and bad to us. Wouldn't it be much better if our prisons and all of those systems that are supposed to be correctional in nature invited people to be what happened to us, to change and to be different, to not repeat what they did in the past? I'm not sure what happened in California 20 years ago or 30 years ago, maybe 50 years ago. I'm 55. So when I was a kid, I remember that the prisoners in Missouri had to make the license plates for the state. They had to contribute to society instead of simply receiving from society. And I think there's a great value. All of us are better when we work and do something. We contribute, and it enhances us, and it enhances those that benefit from our work. Wouldn't that be wonderful if our correctional systems did something similar? So in the end, where do all these readings fit for you and I today? I believe the challenge is to consider, each of us, what is the discipline of your day? Do you pray? Do you pray when you eat? Do you invite your family to pray with you? And then if you are, great work! You're like the athletes, improving your soul, right? How are you inviting others to see the love of Christ in your actions? Sometimes when I'm driving on the beautiful freeways of Southern California, people cut me off! Like anyone else, right? I hope I don't do that. But they do to me, right? So how do we engage in that person in the moment? We could easily become caught in the drama of nasty words and nasty thoughts, right? Or we could, maybe they're going to an emergency. Maybe there's something happening, or maybe they're late for work and they didn't plan time properly. Whatever the case may be, right? We don't want to enter their drama. We want to enter our world. And we are called to be an instrument of love. And whether they ever know that we are Catholic and Christian or not doesn't matter. What does matter is that we demonstrate God's love. So consider today as we sit in this church, what are some things that have caused you anxiety or got you upset recently? What is the discipline in your life that helps bring you back to living out the love of God and the patience of Christ? Amen. Let us pray. Complete within us, O Lord, we pray, the healing work of your mercy, and graciously perfect and sustain us, so that in all things we may please you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
As we we pray for all of our neighbors who are still living in the midst of fires, let us pray for them and do all we can to help them. And let's not forget the discipline of our work like the athletes. Where is the rhythm of our prayer in life, at meal and morning, at night, so that when we enter the world, we don't have to scream and yell at people, but we can be actions and instruments of mercy and love. Have a wonderful Sunday. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Pastor Kevin, go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.